भगवद गीता 11.35 संजय उवाच एत श्रुत्वा वचनं केशवस्य कृताञ्जलिर्वेपमानः कीरिते नमस्कृत्य भूयैवाह कृष्णं सगद्गदं भीतभीतः प्रणम्य संजय उवाच दिस इज संजय स्पीकिंग द सेकेंड टाइम इन द भगवद गीता एक्चुअली एट वन लेवल द होल भगवद गीता इज स्पोकन बाय संजय But within the Bhagavad Gita's narrative, when Krishna or Arjuna are speaking, the speech is attributed to them. And when they are not speaking, whatever is being spoken is attributed to Sanjay. So Sanjay is speaking here at the conclusion of the earlier speech by Arjuna.
1.25 miles. Take the end.
So he says that etat shrutva, after having heard this, Vachanam Keshavasya, he's heard the words of Krishna. Krutanjalir Vepamanaha Kiriti Krutanjali. He Krita Anjali, folded his hands. Vepamanaha. Vepamana means one who is trembling. Kiriti. Kiriti is the name of Arjuna, one who wears a crown. Namaskrutva Bhuya Evah Krishnam Namaskrutva. He folded his hands in front of her. Bhuya Evah Krishna. Again and again. And gadgadam sagadgadam bhita bhita pranamya sagadgadam. His voice was choked up. Bhita bhita. He was very fearful. Pranamya. He offered his obeisances. So overall, Arjuna's reaction, response of filled with reverence and fear, is depicted by Sanjay in this verse. Now, Krishna and Arjuna are friends. Why would Arjuna become so fearful while interacting with Krishna? Not just because Krishna has shown the Vishwarupa, but within that Krishna has shown the Kala Rupa. And Krishna has told in the previous verses that I have come here to destroy everyone. Kalos miloka kshekrit pravritto lokan samahartum iha pravrittaha. So he said that I have come to destroy everyone. Rithe pitvam na bhavishyanti sarve. Except for you, everyone will be destroyed. And therefore Arjuna, rise and fight and attain victory. Tasmat tamuttishta yasho labhasva yutva shatrun bhungshvarajyam samriddham. That by my arrangement they are all killed, you just rise and attain victory. And then he said more category: bhishmam cha dronam cha jayatatham cha karanam tatha anyan apiyo dhariran maya hatam stvam jahima vyatishtha yudhyasva jetasirane sapatnan. So in 34th text, he said clearly that specifically taking the names of the prominent enemies of Arjuna, Krishna said that they have all been killed by my arrangement. So now this show of power is so fearsome that even Arjuna becomes overwhelmed with fear. Initially, when Arjuna sees the Vishwarupa, his reaction is one of wonder. Pashyam Vishveshwara Vishwarupa Nantam Namadhyam Napanastavadim. So he sees how magnificent, how vast, how all pervasive the Vishwarupa is. There's no beginning, no middle end, no end. He's astonished, he's wonder struck. But from wonder, the reaction shifts to fear when he starts seeing Vaktrani te twaramana vishanti damshtrakaralani bhayanakani kechit vilagna dashanantareshu sadrushyante churnitaruttamangai. When he sees how all the warriors are entering into the mouth of the Vishwarupa and their heads are getting smashed when they collide with their teeth within the ghastly Vishwarupa, and they're just meeting with a very fearful destruction. So at that time, Arjuna starts becoming apprehensive. He says that vithit antaratma, the innermost core of my being is filled with fear. It's significant. Sometimes, you know, when something uncertain is going to happen, we may feel fearful. But at the core, we might feel secure. But actually, here Arjuna is saying, from the very core of my being, I am feeling fearful. And then he asks Krishna very respectfully, Krishna, what is this form? He says, Akhyahi me ko bhavanugra rupo namostu te deva vara prasida vijyatum icchami bhavantamadyam nahi prajanami tava pravrittim. So when he asks this, who are you?
Actually,
normally, if two friends meet each other and talking, and suddenly one friend asks the other friend, "Who are you?" It'll sound a very peculiar question. Why would a friend ask another friend, "Who are you?" Now, so like that, why is Arjuna asking Krishna, who are you? Now, we could say that Krishna is revealing the Vishwarupa, and that's not exactly Krishna, but Arjuna knows it is Vishwarupa. So, say two friends are meeting, and one of them is, say, put on some costume as a part of a fancy dress competition. Then also, the friend will recognize, okay, you are my friend and you have put on this costume, or you are having this dress, you are playing this role. So, even then, he would not ask, who are you? So, why does Arjuna ask, who are you? Because, suppose a friend is participating in a you are wearing a costume for a particular competition, playing a particular role. But suddenly, while playing that role, that person starts acting in a very different way. And then the other friend may ask, who are you? Now, what kind of role are you playing here? So like that, Arjuna knows about the Vishwarupa, and Krishna has shown the Vishwarupa earlier, but Krishna has never shown the Kala Rupa earlier. Kala Rupa is an extremely fearful, destructive form. And that's why when Arjuna asks, who are you? He's asking specifically, what is this Kala Rupa? And when Krishna says that, I am the destroyer of all the worlds, then Arjuna, on hearing this identification, actually is not exactly freed from fear. He's still fearful. Arjuna is a Kshatriya, and Kshatriyas normally don't get very easily fearful. But here, his response of reverence and fear is described. Etashrutva vachanam Keshavasya. After hearing the words of Keshava, Kritanjalir vepamana kiriti Kritanjali, folds his hands. Now, if you look at the external symbols of the inner feeling. So, first of all, he has folded his hands. Kritanjali. And then, folding hands is fine. Even when we greet other friends, greet anyone respectfully, we fold hands. But here it says vepamanaha. Vepamana is trembling. Kshatriyas are known to be fearless. And even in the most ghastly of battles, against the most difficult odds, Kshatriyas make it a point to not show fear. Because by showing fear, they increase the confidence of their opponents. And by not showing fear, they strengthen their own morale. They weaken the confidence of their opponents. So even such a Kshatriya who is trained not to show fear, that Kshatriya is trembling. So from that we can understand how fearsome this must be. Vepamanaha kiriti. Namaskritva bhuya eva Krishna. And he's folding hand, not just once. Namaskritva is bowing down, not just once. Bhuya, again and again. And sagadgadam. Normally, you know, we in bhakti talk about the choking of speech because of ecstasy. But here there is choking of speech because of fear. Sometimes we may see some movies when which, you know, somebody sees a ghost or something. And then they see the ghost inside and they are fried. What is this? So normally in bhakti we don't talk about choking because of fear. And we don't think of God as so fearsome that his sight will cause us to choke. But God has that feature also. And especially in the Bible it is described that in the Old Testament, when God shows some miracles, everybody is so stunned that they are tongue-tied. So, this Kala Rupa is demonstrating the great power of God. And this manifestation of God, which is fearsome, and that fearsome manifestation is so fearsome that even a fearless warrior becomes fearful. In the previous chapter, in the 10th chapter, Krishna has said how he is the best of everything. Now he has talked about how among the water bodies I am the ocean, among the rivers I am the Ganga, among the mountains I am the Meru. Like that he has talked about how he is the best among everything. And that is demonstrated over here in a very visually powerful way. You know, among the inducers of fear, Krishna is also the greatest. So sometimes some horror movies may do some special effects, and those special effects are all meant to cause the blood of the audience to chill and all of them to tremble in fear. But even the most horrifying special effects won't cause a Kshatriya warrior to tremble. But a virtuoso Kshatriya warrior like Arjuna, when he trembles in fear, that demonstrates how fearsome the manifestation of the Kala Rupa is. And as Arjuna, he tries to pull his thoughts together, pull his words together, and he speaks. And whereas the previous verses from 15 to 31 were mostly a description of what he saw, but now the verses that will come from 36 to 47, they will not be description, they will be veneration. He will be actually praising Krishna. And these are the verses which are very much in the mood of awe and reverence. Because here, Arjuna is seeing Krishna's Kala Rupa and he is venerating that. So this is the magnificence of Vishnu, of Krishna, that his fearsome manifestation can induce fear even in the fearless. Thank you.